This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Well presented, in a highly desirable location.
Hey, Rex.
Hey.
Enjoying a wealth of character throughout.
Still no sign of him?
Well, no.
That probably means it's got damp everywhere.
Unless you've heard from him.
Nope, not a peep.
What do you reckon? Harrison.
Hmm?
On my phone, the details for the three bed in Wallerton.
Yeah.
But I know it's pricey, but it might be worth it.
Can we save this for another time, love?
When is a good time?
Fallon, the match starts in 2 minutes and Will's gone missing, so we could be going out there with one player down.
Yes, I know, I get it.
He's not the world's greatest communicator. He could still be on his way.
Well, he's cutting it fine.
Oh, never mind, it's probably a dump anyway.
What?
Harrison!
I said it's probably a dump.
Oh, Tom, hey!
Harrison! I've just been talking to Bert. He says he saw Will back in Ambridge.
Where?
Out in the fields with his dog.
No.
Just now, about 5 minutes ago.
No, you've got to be.
Oh, afraid not. Well, there's no way he's going to get here on time.
Oh, well, that's just great.
And you've tried ringing him?
Yeah, he's not picking up.
I guess that's it then.
Oh, no. I'm not taking us out there with 10 players. I'm going to make a phone call.
Okay, well, I've got about 100 sandwiches to make.
Oh, thanks again for stepping into the breach. I don't know what's gone wrong with her catering.
It's fine, but we must talk about this later, right?
Later, yeah.
But I'll see you at tea time.
See ya.
Oh, well, I can't see we've got a choice, Harrison. Not at such short notice.
Hold on. Hey, Lily, how's things? Great. What are you up to this afternoon?
There. Regular for me, decaf for you.
Oh, that's kind.
Can't get through my afternoon without my caffeine fix.
Well, luckily for me, there's nothing I need to stay awake for.
Oh, nothing?
I mean no urgent work business.
Good. I've got you to myself for the whole of the rest of the day.
Oh, I'm sorry I've had so much on. Not giving you the attention you deserve.
It's not too late to make up for that.
I'll do my best.
And you need to make the most of your free time. Take your mind off things.
Yes. Ambridge is playing Loxley Barrett this afternoon.
Oh. Cricket?
Away game. I thought about popping over, but...
Yes. Yeah. Yes, darling. We must. It'll be nice and relaxing for you. Just what you need.
Well, if you think it's safe for me to show my face in public...
Oh. Not.
My popularity rate is not exactly sky high at the moment. Mm. With the pig unit and the new housing development, I'm turning into the village pariah.
Nonsense, don't be silly.
Well, I certainly don't feel very popular with the Bridge Farm archers.
Oh, darling, I've told you. That's all been sorted out. You mustn't worry anymore.
You think?
Yes. Mm. So, let's have our coffee and then we'll go to Loxley Barrett.
I won the toss and decided to bat.
Okay.
And Lily didn't have far to come, so...
So big panic over then.
By the skin of our teeth.
Tea time and you've got a decent score behind you. Could be worse, Harrison.
We could be doing better, though Rex put on a good show, didn't you, Rex?
Oh, well.
Well, better than me.
But not as good as you, Harrison.
Oh, well.
So who needs Will Grundy, eh?
I know what the problem is. He's sulking, because he wasn't picked for the last 2 matches.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head, Harrison.
That's a bit sad, isn't it?
Yeah, he needs to get over it. Ooh, can I have one of those kits?
Hey, whoa, hold on.
Oh, come on. I am the captain.
No, not yet. You said you'd look at those properties, remember?
Oh, yeah.
The two that came through this morning? Just look at them. Tell me what you think. It's not much to ask.
Okay, show me.
Here. That's the one in Hollerton.
Hmm.
Is that all you got to say?
Well, it's a bit...
Well, grimy, pokey, overpriced in a terrible location. Yeah, I know. It's all so depressing. No, I'm starting to...
Hey, boy!
Oh, Harrison. Look who it is.
Ah.
Lost.
Okay, so, what are you all looking at?
Will, hello.
Have I grown 2 heads or something?
No. It's just you're way too late, I'm afraid.
Well, I've not come here to play. There's something I want to say to you.
Oh?
Yeah, not just to you. To the whole team. Right, can you all come into the pavilion, please? Come on. It's important.
Here, I managed to steal you a piece of Fallon's cake.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
Everything all right, darling? Aren't you having a good time?
Yes, yes. Well, I just overheard that odd man with the toupee.
Neville Booth?
Yes. He was talking very loudly about vandals out to wreck the countryside for profit. Oh. And it's pretty obvious who he was referring to.
Oh, no, darling, it could have been anything.
Oh, I doubt it.
Yes. Anyway, Neville's just a sad old bell ringer. Nobody listens to a word he says.
Yes, yes, you're probably right. I mustn't allow myself to succumb to paranoia.
No. And Tony was perfectly civil to you just now, wasn't he?
Well, he wasn't exactly effusive. My future brother-in-law.
He was fine.
And Tom didn't even come over to speak to us.
Because he's here to play cricket. Yeah. He needs to concentrate, darling. Focus his psychic energy onto the game. Isn't that what cricketers do?
Yes, I suppose so.
So let's forget all about Neville Booth and enjoy our tea.
Right, so now you're all listening.
So what is this, Will?
We have our tea?
Look, oh, quiet,
Will, what
quiet.
Is this?
Right, give me a chance and I'll tell you. A few days ago, I met up with Chris Mills, the Darrington captain. Me and him had a personal conversation. I asked him how he feels now about the talk of us merging with Darrington. You know, or them taking us over. No, I didn't want it to happen. I only asked because of what Harrison told us at the EGM back in March. Remember? He said Chris Mills had sent him a message suggesting that we do a team merger. Isn't that right, Harrison?
Will, maybe we can talk about
this. Yeah, that's what you told us. And you said the only way to stop it was for us to have women on the team. Well, when I asked Chris Mills, he said he didn't know nothing about any merger. He hadn't sent no message. So you know what that means? It means that Harrison lied to us all at the EGM.
Oh, lied?
Yeah, to make us agree to have girls on the team. Well, Harrison, I'm right, aren't I?
Now, hold on.
Is that right? Did you?
Before you go making accusations...
Sir, it's all true. He lied to us. There's no point in denying it.
Hey, Will, let's stay cool, yeah?
Okay, okay. So I may have stretched a...
Lies! Point, lies! You lied!
That's not great, is it?
Will, why bring this up now? Can't it wait?
No, it can't.
You all know why I did it. It was the only way to save the team.
Yeah, Will, maybe you need to talk this through with Harrison.
I know you've got this big thing about women players.
No, it's not about that.
I had to put the team first.
Yeah, that's what captains do. Is it really such a big deal?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You can support a dishonest captain.
Oh, come on, Will.
And not just a captain. A police officer. So now you all know the truth. Harrison Burns is a liar.
You still don't get how bad this is, Fallon.
Well, if you had to go and make it all up...
I know.
It's not your finest moment, Harrison.
Oh, great. That's a big help. Oh, this won't go away. Will's got half the team on his side.
Not me.
Thanks, Rex. But we beat Loxley Barrett and who's turned up to celebrate? Eh? Just half a dozen.
Now, that's just paranoid.
Look around you. Where are the others? You can bet Will's not done yet. He's out to make big trouble for me.
Look, how about I go and have a word with him? See if I can calm him down a bit.
Would you do that?
Well, it's got to be worth a try.
Well, it'd be fantastic if you could.
If I can find him.
Thanks, Rex. Let me know how you get on.
There. So not everyone's against you.
Will it be enough, though? My captaincy could be on the line.
Harrison. It's no good stressing about it. Look, can we talk about something else? Like... our housing plans.
I'll have to go back and change.
What?
My shift starts in an hour. That's why I'm drinking fizzy water.
Yes. Okay, but soon. You've got to try and focus. Because I've been doing the sums and I can't see how we can even afford a deposit.
No?
Not for anywhere decent. I'm starting to think maybe Emma's right. All these stupid dreams about us buying a place of our own.
Hey, no. No, not stupid.
So, are you going to win the lottery?
All I mean is, don't give up. All right? Look, I'll give it some serious thought.
Promise?
Promise. Okay? As soon as I've got the time.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To a lovely afternoon. Aren't you glad I persuaded you to come out?
Well, I managed to avoid being lynched by an angry mob.
Don't be silly. It's been so nice us having some time out together without any pressures. I'm going to miss you on Wednesday night.
Wednesday?
My trip to London to see James.
Oh, yes, well, I'm glad he and Leonie are back under the same roof.
Touch wood. Still sounds very fragile.
Just then.
Oh, Tom, hello.
Hello, Tom. Are you going to come and join us?
Well, just for a minute. Justin, there's something I wanted to say.
Oh?
Would you rather...
No, it's okay.
So?
Well, I know Mum gave you a hard time the other day about the land deal.
Well, she spoke her mind.
So, just to be clear, she wasn't speaking for me. I've got no problems with this at all.
Really?
No. I mean, business is business. You drive a hard bargain, can't blame you for that. So, I came off worse, but I'd have most likely done the same in your shoes. Hmm. Far as I'm concerned, there are no hard feelings.
Well, thank you, Tom.
And I hope we'll be able to do business again in the future.
Yes, I've certainly no hard feelings where Bridge Farm is concerned.
Great. Well...
Won't you stay and have a drink with us, Tom?
Yes, do.
Oh, I'd love to, but I need to get back to the pigs.
All right.
Bye then. Bye, Auntie Lillian.
Bye, darling.
Well.
There. You see? I said it was all fine with Bridge Farm. So now will you stop worrying?
Will, listen. I know you want what's best for the team.
Of course I do.
We're all on the same side here. So Harrison was pushing it, but...
No, he lied to us. Simple as that.
Come on. You know how dedicated he is. How he's bust a gut to keep the team going.
But that's not the way to do it. Not by cheating. You were a rugby pro, Rex. I'd have thought you'd have more principles.
I do have principles.
Oh, yeah? So why are you defending him?
Well...
Maybe it's because your girlfriend's on the team.
What?
Yeah, Anisha. I know what's been going on.
No.
And that's why you're so biased.
It's nothing to do with Anisha, and she is not
the
my...
The plain fact is, she wouldn't be on the team if it weren't for Harrison telling us lies.
Will, there wouldn't even be a team if Harrison hadn't got the women to join us.
I don't care.
That's what I'm trying to make you understand.
No. I'm sorry, Rex. You're not going to change my mind. Harrison lied to us. There's no way he can stay on as captain after that. He's got to resign.
From my online research, I see that your advertised view of the church seems to be marred by a modern housing estate.
Are you still here, Linda?
Yes.
Not a problem, is there?
No. I was just, well...
Just looking at the Grundy's B&B website?
Well, yes, browsing, you know, as I'd finished my shift.
So nothing to do with their splash in the paper last week?
Well, I'd hardly call it a splash, Roy.
No?
No, more of a muddy splatter. A complete work of fiction. Eddie boasting about his historically important accommodation, luxury designer furnishings, free guided tours of a famous local wildflower refuge.
Well, they have got that triple SI, haven't they?
Well, yes, but I've heard that's not at its best this year.
Oh?
False advertising, that's what it is. And they're trying to use it to try and steal my business.
You reckon?
We'll all suffer in the end, Roy. It's people like the Grundys who give the whole B&B trade a bad name.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose. What can you do?
Oh, Roy.
Oh, Matt, hello.
Hello, Matt. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my best to make sure the Grundys face up to their responsibilities.
Okay.
You got a minute?
Yes.
I'll leave you to it.
Oh, thanks.
It's been a long morning, and Fallon wants to talk to me about the fate arrangements.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye, Matt.
Yeah, ta-ra.
So, Matt, what can
I expect you can guess what this is about.
Your investor's day?
Not my day. It's Melling Equestrian Investments.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm just helping with the arrangements as a personal favour to Hugo Melling.
Yes, of course. And we're very pleased to host it. If there's anything more we can do for
you... Well, I've just had Hugo on the phone, and I need to check on a few more details.
Oh, do you mind if I just...
No.
Well, thanks. I'll be as quick as I can.
Yeah, as soon as you're ready.
Good afternoon, Grey Gable.
Thanks for calling by, Linda.
Well, we do need to get a move on or the fate will be upon us before we know it.
Yes, and I've had an idea since the meeting.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Well, good. I'm glad somebody's been creative.
You sound a bit stressed out by it all, Linda.
Me? Oh, no, I'm doing fine.
Oh, you sure about that?
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, I'd be happy to, well, share the burden.
No. No, I can't ask you to. I know how busy you are.
Sorry. You go first.
And I know how precious your time is, busy woman that you are.
All right then, Linda.
So, tell me this bright idea of yours.
Well, it's who we get to do the grand opening for us.
Oh, yes, our perennial problem, persuading some local celebrity to do the honours.
Well, a mate of mine who's in the trade, she knows one of the Duxford sisters.
Duxford? Oh, you mean...
Yeah, the chefs. So we might have a useful contact there.
Ah.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Christine.
The Duxford sisters, that would be marvellous.
Oh, sorry, Linda, am I interrupting?
No. Fallon's just had a brilliant idea.
It might be worth a try.
Definitely.
Okay, well, I'll see what I can do.
Wonderful. Let me know how you get on.
Yes, I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Christine.
So, what can I get you?
Oh, I've not come for tea, just to say Ivan will be coming round first thing tomorrow to put in the new boiler.
Really? Oh, that's great.
I'm sorry it's taken him so long.
No, that's fine, so long as it's fixed.
Oh, and the other thing, that peeling wallpaper upstairs.
Oh, yeah?
You're right. It needs completely redoing. I've had some samples delivered for you to look at.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
They're quite heavy to lug around, so would you like to call in at the lodge and see them?
Security has to be the top priority. Some of the topics under discussion will be highly confidential.
Yes, I understand that.
So how about you seal off the conference suite, just in case?
Seal off?
Well, if you can't lock us in...
No, fire regulations.
Yeah. Then keep a responsible member of staff on the door.
Yes, that's our standard procedure for a private function.
OK, you may think I'm being finickety, but this won't be your usual bunch of bank clerks or estate agents. We're talking A-list. Big league investors. Some seriously wealthy and high-class individuals. Hugo Melling's an extremely well-connected bloke.
Yes, I do appreciate that.
And bear in mind, it's partly at my suggestion they're coming here to Grey Gables. So if anyone screws up, it won't just be your head on the block.
Dad, hey.
Oh, hiya.
Oh, sorry, didn't know you were busy.
Yes, I am right now.
No, that's okay. I think I'm about done for now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll see you then. Bye.
Yeah, bye, Matt.
Sorry.
Oh, no. It's good timing. Something urgent or...?
No, just thought I'd call in and say hi.
So how's things?
Fine. Well, I'm a little bit bored, to be honest.
Oh, only back from uni a week and she's bored already.
2 weeks? And it's taken me that time to recover from my exams.
Yeah, tough, isn't it?
Yes. The thing is, Alice called this morning. She's got the day off and wants to hang out.
Yeah, sounds a great idea.
The thing is, she wants us to meet up for a drink. And right now I'm totally brassic.
My transfer for this month went into your account, didn't it?
Yes, but that mostly went to pay my credit card, so...
So it's gone already?
Yep. So I wondered, could you sub me for, like, 20?
20 quid?
Yeah, it's like an advance. I asked Mum, but she can't.
Yeah, all right. Here.
A fiver?
That's all I got on me. There's 2 quid in change. Happy?
Thanks.
Hey, don't spend it all at once, eh?
I thought the lavender would pick up nicely from the colours in the bathroom.
Yes, you can't go wrong with lavender.
I do like the embossed design.
Yes, it is quite... Oop, Hilda.
You know, it's quite an honour. She won't sit on everyone's lap.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think it's... Well, too busy for upstairs. Perhaps if we carry this over to the window.
No, it's okay. But actually, I ought to be going.
Really?
Oops. There. Sorry, Hilda. Back to the cafe so I can take over from Emma.
Oh, yes, of course.
Thanks so much for the tea.
You're welcome.
And for showing me the samples.
You've taken pictures of all your favourites?
Yes, I'll show them to Harrison and then we'll...
Good. I think Woodbine will look so much brighter when we're done.
Mm.
It's been very nice to see you, Fallon.
And you, Peggy. Oh, no, don't get up.
Bye then.
Bye, Hilda.
Such a nice young woman.
Yes, isn't she? And Harrison too. I'm very lucky to have them as tenants. I do hope they stay on for a good while longer.
Yes.
Oh, now, let's clear this away. Then I'll get my gardening togs on. I want to have a go at the border.
Hey, want some tea?
If you're making some.
Yeah, just got them myself. You have a nice time with Alice?
It was okay, I guess.
Just okay?
It was fine. Well, no, since you ask, it was pretty rubbish.
Oh, why is that?
Why do you think? It was so awkward, Dad. Alice wouldn't even let me buy her a drink.
Oh, well, that was good of her.
No. So, yes, it's great for her. She's got cash and nice clothes and her own place and a car and 3 credit cards.
Yes, and she's 10 years older than you and not a student and living rent-free in her own place. Anyway, if you'd spend a bit less on your social life at uni, then...
What? Dad, I can't believe you just said that.
Well, it's true.
No! You've no idea, have you, how hard it is, how impossible trying to live on a student loan.
I was a student too, remember?
That was different. I've worked so hard. I've had 2 essays a week and then my exams, and now half my mates are going away travelling and I'm stuck here in Ambridge with no money at all.
OK, well, instead of moaning about it, why not go out and get yourself a holiday job?
Like I'd find anything round here.
Well, I could probably get you something at Grey Gables.
What?
Waiting in the restaurant or in housekeeping, maybe.
Oh, please, tell me you're not serious.
Yes. You talk about Alice, but that's exactly what she did when she was your age. And you don't have to work all summer. You could save up, then go away with your friends.
Dad! I've had a year slaving my guts out at Oxford, and you want me to spend the summer working as a chambermaid?
Phoebe?
No, thanks.
Oh, these periwinkles, they're spreading everywhere.
I put them in as ground cover.
Now they're taking over.
Yes, you look as if you're winning. Oh, leave that patch under the apple tree, dear, won't you?
You're not getting too warm there, are you?
No, I'm fine. I was thinking about Fallon and Harrison.
Oh, they've been so good about the boiler. Other tenants might have made a terrible fuss.
Yes, but it's very hard on young people like them who struggle to get onto the housing ladder.
Well, hello. Afternoon, ladies.
Oh, hello, Matt.
You look as if you're busy there, Christine.
Oh, yes, getting to grips with the weeds.
Peggy.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Keeping her ready, are you?
Just enjoying the sun.
Good.
So, you out for a walk?
Yeah, stretching my legs, getting some fresh air. How are you both keeping?
I'm very well, thank you.
Me too. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good. Doing very well, in fact.
Oh, that's nice.
And listen, Christine, I'd love it if you and me could have a proper chat sometime.
Oh, what about?
Well, you're the big equestrian expert, aren't you? Someone who knows all there is to know about horses.
Well, I've had a bit of experience.
Yeah, don't be so modest. You probably heard I'm in the business now myself in a roundabout way. So I'm keen to learn as much as I can.
Yes, well, I'm always happy to talk about horses.
Excellent. We'll have to make a time.
Oh, well, all right.
And Peggy, what about Lillian?
What about her?
After her fall, she had a couple of nasty-looking bruises.
I'm glad to say she's made a very good recovery.
Good, good. And just for the record, it's great to see her settle down with Justin at the Dower House. It's what she deserves. I'm really happy for her.
Oh, Hilda, stop it.
I get the feeling she don't like me.
No, she does that all the time.
That's okay, I can take
Hilda!
A hint. I'll be on my way. Ta-ra.
Bye. Oh, dear.
Well done, Hilda. You saw that dreadful man off, didn't you?
Well, let's be fair. He was trying to be civil.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't trust him when he first took up with Lillian. And we still don't trust him now, do we, Hilda?
Emergency bottled water supplies for all our thirsty pickers.
Oh, I'd have brought them up for you.
Oh.
If I'd known. I had to fetch these trays for Adam.
Oh, that's okay. I'd have been quicker, but I got nabbed by Linda. Oh, she just can't keep her nose out of other people's business.
Whose?
She was pumping me again about Lillian's birthday.
Huh?
Well, I told you. Linda's obviously cottoned on that it's going to be a... Well...
Oh, a 70th.
Yeah, well, don't even say it.
It's hardly a state secret.
We may know, but Justin doesn't.
Really?
Lillian doesn't want him to find out. And if Linda goes around blabbing about it...
You think she would?
Oh! They had that massive row, remember, about James and Leonie. And they're still at Dagger's Lawn.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't think Linda knows for sure. Not yet. I did my best to put her off the scent.
Oh, Justin's no fool. My guess is he's already worked it out.
You don't know that. And Lillian does look... Well, she looks quite a bit younger than her age.
Yeah. Well, so would I if I'd pumped my skin full of deadly toxins.
Oh, Brian.
Sorry, I mean if I had her youthful genes. Not that I don't look younger than my years.
Actually, I'm wondering if that's what's behind this trip to London.
I thought she was trying to patch up James and Leonie's relationship.
Yes, but London is where she goes for her...
Oh, yes, her monkey glands.
Oh, shush. Please don't say anything.
Honestly, Jenny, I've got far more important things to think about. Like, who can we find to be Rory's attorney?
Ah, yes.
Now, David's out of the running. Adam was on at me again this morning. When are we getting this partnership sorted?
Yes.
So he can try to persuade us to buy this urgent and highly expensive tackle he needs.
Yes, yes, I know. And I've got a suggestion.
Oh?
Tom.
You mean nephew Tom?
Yes. Well, why not?
Well, he doesn't exactly have a wealth of experience.
His being young is an advantage. He's much closer to Rory's own age, and he's smart, he's well-informed, a very good head for business.
I might be inclined to take issue with that.
Oh, right. Well, I know that you and he haven't always seen eye to eye, but that's all history now. He's come a long way. I think he'd be a very good choice.
Come on, you know I'm right, don't you?
Well...
Look, Harrison lied to us all at the meeting. You know, we can't let him get away with it.
I don't know. I'm not sure what's for the best.
What he did was wrong and immoral. No two ways about it. And there's half the team treating him like he's some kind of hero who saved them all. So it's up to the rest of us to make a stand.
And do what?
Well, we call another meeting... and have a vote of no confidence in him as captain.
Hey, whoa,
no. So then he'd have to resign.
Hang on a minute, Will.
Well, why not? You know, you're still a club member. You've got a right to have your say. So's Bert and Dad and all the other non-players.
Oh, yes, but you really want him to resign?
Yes. If he can't play straight and honest, then he needs to go.
You're sure this isn't just a personal thing between you and Harrison?
What?
Because you don't like having women on the team?
No! It's nothing to do with that.
Oh, really?
It's a matter of principle. You know, a captain should never cheat and lie to get his own way. That's why he's got to go. So are you with me or not?
Well, to be fair on Rex and the others, there's some truth in what they're saying.
What?
We mightn't still have a team if it wasn't for Harrison. We certainly wouldn't be playing in the league.
Neil.
Now, on the other hand...
Not you as well. Oh, I can't believe
on
it.
On the other hand, I'm not saying I approve of his methods. Lies are lies.
Yes.
And there's no excuse for them, really. Especially not from a police officer.
Yeah, right.
He should have been honest with us right from the start.
Yeah. So you're with me, then? We should have a vote of no confidence.
I'm still not sure about that.
Neil, come on.
I said I'm not sure. I'm not ruling it out, okay? But it's a difficult one. You'll have to give me some time.
Hello. You still busy?
Oh, I thought I'd sort them out to take to the farmer's market.
Okay, well, I just came up to say...
Brian, who's Harriet? Harriet Vane.
Vane?
Yeah, well, I'm sure we know her. Wasn't she the girl from Rural Payments? You know, the one who came to check the arable with her measuring wheel, and you got quite annoyed with her?
Oh, no, her name was something else. Harriet Mason.
Ah.
Why do you ask?
Oh, I saw Eddie this morning, and he was moaning to me about this mystery woman who keeps emailing them about their B&B.
Mystery woman?
Yes, and bombarding them with irritating questions, but not actually making a booking. And her name's Harriet Vane. Sure, I've heard it somewhere.
Mm. Well, can't help you, I'm afraid.
Oh, well. Oh, I expect it'll come to me.
Anyway, rather more importantly, I've been thinking about your idea for Rory's attorney.
And?
You're right. Tom would be a good choice.
Really?
Yes, I've already called. We're going to meet at the Bull.
Oh, good.
So the sooner we get this partnership up and running, the better.
Hi, Granny. Granddad.
Oh.
Hello.
Phoebe, darling. Hello.
Hi. Now, look, I'm off to meet Tom.
How's things? We've hardly seen you since your birthday.
Oh, I'm good, thanks.
Well, are you still enjoying being back, or are you starting to miss Oxford?
Not exactly, no. Just got fed up of sitting at home.
I saw you down there talking to Freddie.
Yeah, about his picking job.
You know that Elizabeth's got him on a very tight rein. She's only let him work today because he's got no classes at college.
Yep. Now, I can't really see the big attraction. Slaving away in the polytunnels.
He seems to enjoy the company.
Yes. Do you mean someone in particular?
Sonia?
You know, he got with her at that party the other week.
Yeah, I heard a rumour. But they didn't...
No. But you can't keep his eyes off her now. And I don't think she's really interested.
Oh, poor Freddie.
I hope it doesn't all end in tears.
Oh, no. So, you don't fancy doing some picking?
Well...
Phoebe?
I've got a real problem, Granny. I'm not sure what to do about it.
A no confidence vote.
Well, and it's not just me saying that. There's Bert and Tony. They agree. But and Neil.
Yeah.
Well, Neil's going to think about it, so...
Yeah, it just seems...
Well, and you was on my side on Sunday, and you said Harrison was wrong to tell us lies.
Wrong, yes. But I don't know...
So if he's wrong, he needs to go.
Well, that sounds a bit extreme to me. Isn't there some other way?
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe if he gives us an apology.
Well, so he says he's sorry and we let him off?
No, I mean a proper formal apology. At a meeting in front of the whole team.
Nah, that's just a cop-out.
Oh, I don't think so. It'd be quite a big...
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Sorry I'm a bit late.
Oh, no problem.
Well... Oh, hello. So, Tom, shall we go inside and I'll tell you what this is all about?
Yes, all right.
Oh, well, you have a think about it, Tom. I'll be in touch.
Yeah, okay.
So, Neil?
You got a few minutes to spare?
Of course.
Yeah. Let me get you a drink.
Now, let's start from the beginning. Did you know we're setting up a family partnership at the farm?
I've heard there's something going on.
Yes, well, I guess you've had other things on your mind lately, apart from the Food and Drink Award.
Yes, you could say that.
So I'll get straight to the point. Rory's not yet old enough to be a full partner, so we need someone to look after his interests until he is. Well, the technical term is attorney.
Yes, well, I get what you mean.
So Jenny and I have given it a lot of thought, and we'd like to ask you if you'd be willing to take on the role.
Me?
We think you'd be ideal. I mean, you're young enough to understand Rory's point of view, but mature and experienced enough to make the right choices. Under what could sometimes be difficult circumstances. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So how about it?
Well, I mean, I'm really pleased to be asked, Brian.
Well, it's quite a big responsibility, so don't feel you have to take it on unless you're absolutely sure.
Well, yes, maybe I need to...
Obviously, we're keen to get it settled, but I don't need an answer now. Take some time. A day or two. However long you need. Then when you feel ready, you just let us know.
I've been thinking over what you said about Harrison.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's not been easy, weighing up the pros and cons. There's no doubt in many ways he's been a good captain. He's done a lot for the team.
Well, you told me that much already.
Oh, yes, all right, if you just let me finish.
Okay.
I suppose, for me, it all comes down to respecting the authority of his position. There's no excuse for dishonesty from a team captain. It hurts me to say this, but if it comes to a vote, I'd have to be on your side.
He needs to resign.
Then there's my other best friend, Becca, from my college. She's going into railing.
Oh, which countries?
Eastern Europe. Poland, Slovakia, Romania.
Gosh, that sounds very exciting.
Yeah. She's really keen I go meet up with her in September.
Oh, yes. Well, you should. Such a marvellous opportunity.
Oh, I'd so love to, Granny. In my dreams. I can't even afford to buy a newspaper. Forget about a spare hard drive for my laptop.
Well,
I can't expect Mum and Dad to sub me for a trip like that. It's just not fair.
And your mother, has she been...
A bit, now and then. You know Mum.
Yes.
But uni's just so expensive, Granny. It's crazy. You just wouldn't believe.
Oh, yes. I can well imagine.
Dad and Hayley have been really generous, and I did try to save. But it's so hard. And we're not supposed to have part-time jobs during term time.
Well, no, of course, with all the work you have to do.
So now I've got nothing left at all. And I've got so much reading to do over the summer.
Oh, Phoebe.
That's why I'm so desperate.
You should have told me sooner.
My only option is to ask Adam for a job in the polytunnels.
No, not with all the reading you have to do. You shouldn't be wasting your time on a job like that.
I just wish I had the choice.
All right, I'll tell you what. Why don't I start by giving you a little top-up for your birthday present?
Oh, no, that's sweet of you, Granny, but I can't let you.
Yes, you can. And then, well... Perhaps I can help you out so that you don't have to spend your whole summer slaving away in these polytunnels.
What? No.
And what did you say you needed? A hard drive?
Oh, yeah, but...
So why don't you let me take you shopping? And who knows? I might even be able to put a bit towards your trip.
Are you serious?
Yes, darling. I am perfectly serious.
Oh, that's so good of you. Oh, you're such an amazing granny. Thanks.
Oof. Oh, damn. Sliced it again.
No.
Oh, it's heading for the rough.
No. They're still on the fairway.
You only just.
There's a clear shot to the green.
Oh, for you, maybe, Latif. Oh, well. Have to make the best of it.
So, shall we?
Yes, we might as well enjoy the walk. And I'd be interested to hear the latest about this scheme of Hugo Melling's.
The race course?
Yes, you're still on board, are you?
Very much so. Hugo and I are getting to be quite good chums.
Oh, you know.
Oh, we met up a few times. He's a sociable kind of guy. Gregarious. Fond of his wining and dining.
So I've heard.
Well, it's not as if he can't afford it.
No, indeed. So, Latif, no qualms about your investment?
No. Quite the opposite. It's all looking very promising.
Not the rolled oats, the Scottish oatmeal.
It's there, Brian. To your left.
Oh, yes. If I get the wrong sort, I'll be in deep trouble.
Oh, we don't want that, do we?
Running errands for Jenny is never simple.
That's £6.50 altogether.
All right. I bumped into Helen out there. Said she's worrying about her cheese.
Oh, yes.
It's going off or something.
You know, she's been shortlisted for the Food and Drink Awards.
Oh, yes, yeah. Congratulations.
Her Borsetshire Blue. Best artisan product.
Well done her. Next week, isn't it?
Next Friday. At Barefield Manor.
Yes.
And she's making some more to sell on the stall.
All a bit nail-biting.
Yeah, it doesn't help that she and Tom are having some sort of tussle about space on the stall.
Mum!
Oh, hi.
Yeah, I've got some more broad beans. Oh, hi, Brian.
Hello.
I didn't know you were...
I'm just on my way out.
Oh.
Oatmeal for Jenny.
OK. And Brian, about the other thing. I've been giving it a lot of thought.
Ah, yes.
And I'll get back to you soon, I promise.
Well, there's no rush. Whenever you're ready. Bye.
Bye.
So, beans.
That all sounds rather mysterious. Is there something going on?
Actually, I was going to tell you. Brian's asked me to be Rory's attorney for this new partnership.
Has he?
Yeah, you know, to look after his interests until he's older.
Okay.
Well, it's quite a big compliment, isn't it? I mean, that Brian respects me enough to ask me to take on the responsibility.
So, are you going to do it?
Well, I haven't given him an answer yet, but...
No. Well, I think quite hard before you do.
Oh, you think it's a bad idea?
I can see it's flattering to be asked, of course, but you and Brian? Things haven't always worked out so well in the past, have they?
All history, Mum.
Yeah, but have you really thought it all through? For instance, you'll be voting on Rory's behalf at all their meetings.
Yes.
Well, think about it. Brian and Adam, when have they ever agreed about anything to do with the farm?
Okay. Also, that's why they need me to speak up for Rory. Someone independent.
Do you think that's what Brian wants? Someone who's really independent? Who's prepared to go against him and challenge his authority? Well,
if I do this, I'd be doing it for Rory, not for Brian.
Well, I know that's how you'd see it. Well, it's a chance that Brian may not see it the same way.
So you think he's picked me to be his tame poodle?
All I'm saying is, it might be a lot more difficult and complicated than you realise. These family arrangements can be a minefield. You may end up regretting it.
I had a few small doubts to begin with. I'm not denying it. But now I'm feeling, well, a lot more confident.
Yes. There aren't many investments that give you such a quick return.
Oh, no. The money's not quite in the bank yet, but... Mm. As I said, it'd be quite a handsome dividend.
Oh. Yes. I'm on the green.
Good shot.
So, this big investor's day knees up.
As far as I can gather from Hugo... It's all about attracting investors for phase two of the scheme.
Yes, I see.
So I'm guessing, you know, the usual PR job, seminars, presentations, with attendees softened up with some top-class catering.
I presume you'll be going along.
Oh, yeah. And who knows? I might even have another punt myself.
Oh, you must think it's a pretty sure bet.
As I said, now phase one's paid off so well, and you can't argue with a 12% dividend.
Oh, it is a pretty persuasive figure.
So why not come along with me?
Well, I
think you should. You'll find it interesting, if nothing else.
No, I think probably not.
No? You sure?
Yes. I'm quite happy with my current investments.
Okay.
Though, one thing I am curious about.
Oh?
Nat Crawford. I know he claims to be just a small pawn in this whole game. A bloodstock advisor.
So I understand.
But I have noticed him looking very smug and cheerful lately. And he's busy organising this event for Hugo. I just wonder if he's got more at stake than we thought.
Hey, Mum!
Hello, you on your way home?
Down to the pigs. I've been up at Sawyer's all afternoon.
Well, was Johnny with you?
For a bit. He's gone to meet Amber.
Oh, is that on or off at the moment?
Oh, who knows? Least of all Johnny, it seems.
You want to come in for a drink before you carry on?
Oh, no, thanks. I just came to say, you're probably right about me being Rory's attorney. Maybe it's not such a great idea.
Well, that's your choice, Tom.
Yes, I know. But I was forgetting my number one rule about Brian. He never offers anything without expecting something back in return.
That's quite true, I'm afraid.
As I found out to my cost before.
So, you're going to say no?
I do feel bad about letting Rory down.
Don't suppose he's ever going to find out.
No, I just think I'm better to keep out of it all.
Yes.
So, I'll give Brian a call later when I'm done with the pigs.
I do think that's wise of you.
I should have turned him down to start with, but...
Yes, and your problem now is how to do it without offending Brian and Jennifer.
Yes.
Well, it'll have to be a pretty good excuse. We've had enough family upsets lately, heaven knows.
I know.
Don't want to start another.
No, it's okay. Don't worry. I think I've thought of a way out.
Have you?
Yes. Leave it to me. I'll handle it.
Tom, hello.
Hi, Brian. Is this a good time?
Yes, it's fine. Yes, good to hear you. What can I do?
It's about the offer, the attorney thing.
Oh, yes.
I've been thinking it over.
Good. So tell me.
Well, like I said... I was so pleased to be asked. It meant a whole lot to me. I really do appreciate it.
Well, it'd mean a lot to us if you'll agree to do it.
Yes, well... I wish I could help you out, but I'm afraid the answer's got to be no. I'm sorry.
You're turning us down?
It was a really tough decision, Brian. I was awake half the night thinking it over.
Yes, but can I ask why?
Well... It's complicated, but...
I got the impression you were very happy to take it on.
Yes, like I said, it was a real honour to be asked, and I'd love to have been able to help out Rory.
So what's made you change your mind?
Well, when I'd had the chance to think about it, I realised that maybe I'm just too close to you all, to the family.
Well, yes, but...
And I'm not sure if that's ideal, really.
Why? I'd have thought it was a big advantage.
In one way, yes, but not in others.
I don't quite understand.
It's because I know you all so well. I've already built up relationships, loyalties. You know what I mean? So if there were any disagreements, I could end up being, well, conflicted.
Oh, I'm
compromised,
sure.
Being pulled two ways.
But you needn't worry about that.
Oh, I do, Brian. It might be hard for me to stay objective and to look out for Rory's interests. So maybe it's best if you find someone who's not so linked to the family, who's able to be more independent.
I see. Well, if that's your decision.
Like I said, I really am sorry.
No need to apologise. Quite understand. Thanks for letting me know.
No problem.
Bye then.
Bye.
Tom Archer, hello.
Oh, Matt.
You're looking all shook up, my son. Difficult phone call?
No, it was fine.
Well, that's good, because I heard you'd had a few setbacks lately, business-wise. Things haven't been going quite to plan.
If you mean the housing deal, whose fault was that?
Sorry, I don't understand. Come again.
You know what I mean. Telling me that the land was worth twice as much as we'd ever hoped to get for it.
Whoa, now. If you messed up the deal, you can't go blaming me.
Yes, I can. Because you did it on purpose, didn't you? You were just trying to make trouble between us and Justin.
Why should I want to make trouble?
Oh, like you've never done it to me before.
Now, Chuck...
With the pigs? I was stupid to trust you then and stupid now. You just don't change, do you?
You don't need my help to screw up your business deals. You're quite capable of doing that of your own.
Oh, messing with our lives? Do you get a kick out of it or what? Or is your own life such a sad car wreck that you can't even...
You know why you botched the land deal? Because you were greedy. You wanted more and you tried to grab it. And you cost your family a lot of money, so don't you go preaching to me.
Matt, you are such a... Do you know what? Forget it.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do. Go home and forget all about it. How you lost 100 grand that was there for the taking. Because it's not going to help your reputation to spread it around, is it? Ah, there's Justin. I'm going to have a word. Cheers, Tom. Justin, good evening.
We seem to keep bumping into each other, don't we?
Yeah, well, in this case, I'm glad we did. I've been meaning to say congratulations.
For what exactly?
For the way you dealt with James the other week, when me and him had that little barney at the garage.
Oh, well, as I remember it, you weren't exactly helping the situation.
No, fair cop. We both know how difficult he can be, don't we? And what a worry he is for Lillian. I shouldn't have let him rah me like that, I'm sorry.
Well, I suppose if you really mean that...
Yep. I've caused enough grief for that family over the years. I want to try and put all that behind us. Make a fresh start. How does that sound to you?
Fair enough.
Good. That's all I had to say. I'd stay and have a drink with you, but I need to get back to Grey Gables.
Still busy organising the investors' day?
Oh, you know about that.
I do.
You coming along?
Me? No, other things to do.
OK, then. I'll see you around. Ta-ra.
Bye, Matt.
Justin.
Yeah, Tom, hello. Can I get you a drink?
No, thanks. I just saw you talking to Matt.
Well, yes.
OK, well, you may think you know him, but you don't.
Don't I?
No. You need to understand, you don't trust a word he says. You know he's done time, don't you?
Yes, I do, but...
Well, that's him. That's the real Matt, a crook and a con man.
Oh, harsh words, Tom.
Yes, because I know him. He's got no kind of morals whatsoever. He'll cheat and lie to get what he wants. And now he's out to get our family.
You think?
I know. Justin, it was Matt who sabotaged our land deal.
Matt? How?
Well, it was him who told me your offer wasn't good enough, that we should hold out for more.
Matt told you that?
And I believed him. Okay, I was stupid, I should never have listened to him, but that's how it all happened. Matt deliberately tried to chuck a spanner in the whole works.
Yes. Yes, I see.
So, just a little warning from me. If you have any more dealings with him, be careful.
Phoebe, good afternoon.
Hiya. Hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
gosh, look at you.
Didn't you know I'd been helping out here?
Well, yes, yes, we heard.
I started last week with Kirsty.
That's why we came in.
Yes, we just had to come and see for ourselves.
I think it's so brilliant of you, volunteering.
Thank you, Phoebe.
It's such a great place. This is how people should be fed.
You know we depend on waste food and donations.
That's so cool.
Yes, and when you say waste...
Well...
Where exactly does it come from?
Oh, supermarkets. Private individuals, anyone and everyone.
Oh.
And don't worry, we make sure it's all perfectly wholesome and edible.
Yes, Granny. It's not scavenged from skips and rubbish bags.
No, of course not.
It may not be quite the kind of fine dining you and Brownie used to.
Oh.
Happy Friends doesn't have a wine list.
Oh, come on, be fair.
Hey, and look at all of these amazing choices. What do you recommend?
That depends how hungry you are. The vegetable curry's very good, or the cauliflower cheese. Mm. Someone gave us a box of lovely cauliflowers.
Oh, smells so great.
Oh, there's tomato soup.
Oh, yes. I'll go for the soup, please.
Good choice. And you, Jenny?
Oh, well, I've had quite a big lunch already. Can I just have a coffee?
If you don't mind, instant.
Oh.
We're out of real coffee. Until some kind person makes us a donation.
No instant will be fine.
Right. So, were you two been shopping?
Yeah.
Yes, we've been picking up a few essentials for Phoebe.
Oh, yes.
Some bits for my computer.
Mm-hmm. And some clothes, too, by the look of those bags.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought she deserved a few little treats after her hard year at Oxford.
Yes, of course.
So, you get quite a varied customer base in here, by the look of it.
Oh, yes, all kinds of people, rich and poor. A lot of them can't afford to eat anywhere else.
Yeah, I bet.
And we only ask people to pay what they can afford, so...
That's so amazing. You're providing a real community service.
Yes. That's why it's so terrible that we'll soon be closing.
What?
You're kidding me.
I wish I was.
But why?
Why?
They're redeveloping the whole building. So we'll have to move out.
No!
And it'll be impossible to find anywhere else near the town centre where our customers can get to us.
That's so unfair.
Oh, yes, that is a shame.
It's more than just a shame, Jenny. I think it's an absolute disgrace.
Darling!
Oh!
Oh, look at you slaving away.
Oh, this is a nice surprise.
So who are you expecting?
No, I thought you weren't back till later.
Well, I was so desperate to get back to you, darling, I got an earlier train.
Well, it's lovely to see you.
And it's lovely to be home, gasping for a cup of tea.
OK, well, if I just do this...
Have you noticed anything different about me?
Hmm?
Any changes?
No, hold on, I just need to send this off.
Well, is it really so urgent?
Oh, I'm afraid so. It's about the outline plans for the housing development.
Oh.
And there's more bad news, I'm afraid. I'm meeting up with the planning people in Felpersham later.
Oh, darling!
So I won't be in for supper.
Well, I suppose I'll have to keep myself entertained somehow.
That's done.
So, tell me.
No, that's enough about my business. You tell me about your London trip.
Oh, well...
What's the state of play with James and Leonie? Did you have to spend the whole time walking on eggshells?
No, it wasn't quite as bad as that.
Oh, he's got back to me. That was quick.
Justin, darling, before you look at that, haven't you missed something?
Hmm?
Is there anything about me you...
Oh, yes, oh, didn't you? A new hairdo.
Well, yeah, not just a hairdo, I had it styled.
And tinted too.
Yes, so what do you think?
Oh, my love, you look wonderful.
Do I?
That is simply gorgeous. That new colour really suits you.
Good, I'm glad you like it.
And what's that, a new makeup?
Well, I went back to my usual place.
Ah, yes.
You know. As it's my birthday coming up, I asked them to give me the full works.
Well, I am dazzled. You look absolutely stunning.
Look, I'm going to unpack my things. I'll let you get on.
Well, hiya.
Hey, you're back early. Do you want some tea?
Oh, yes, please. Got nabbed again by Matt Crawford going on about his investors' day. Real pain in the...
Ugh.
Oh, past Jennifer down the lane.
Oh, yeah. She just dropped me off.
Been into town?
Yeah, she had some shopping to do, so...
Hey, why are these in here? Phoebes, what's all this stuff?
Nothing, just some odds and ends.
Yeah?
Dad, it's just a couple of tops and a pair of jeans.
Yeah, designer odds and ends.
What's this?
A drive for my laptop?
Yeah, but how could you afford them? Did Jennifer buy them for you?
Well, yes.
Right.
Granny treated me. Is that a problem?
Well, it's very kind of her, but it's too kind.
You know what she's like once she gets going. I tried to stop her going overboard.
Yeah, it's hard.
And I was telling her about this year and how hard it's been, what with staying up all night, finishing essays and the pressure.
Yeah, and the social life.
Dad, she really wanted to buy me this stuff. I could hardly say no.
Well, she's a hard woman to say no to. So, had any more thoughts about how you might get to join your friends at the end of the summer?
Not really. Plenty of time to sort out a plan. I'm just going to go grab a shower. Granny's asked me over for supper. I'll bike up there.
Plenty of time, eh?
I'm as disappointed as you are, but...
All these qualms about him being too close to us. He wouldn't have been the least bit compromised.
It's a very personal choice, Brian. If that's what Tom's decided, well...
Yes, but now we've got to start thinking again. Heaven knows what Adam's going to say.
Oh, here's Lillian.
Oh, are we expecting her?
Oh, yes. She's here for supper. Justin's working late.
Oh.
Oh, just give me a hand.
What are all these old books? Agatha Christie.
Well, Linda's been having a clear out to make space for the world's greatest novels.
Oh, why is she dumping them on us?
I said I'd organise a bookstall for the fate.
Darlings, hello.
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 Oh, Lillian.
Oh, sorry, is this a bad time?
No. No, your hair.
Oh, yes.
And your whole makeover. Oh, it's wonderful. You look so glamorous. Doesn't she, Brian?
Yes, quite transformed.
Thank you, darlings.
Right, well, I need to catch the post. I'll see you later.
Oh, just leave those books in the kitchen.
OK.
So, do you really like my hair? Oh, Lillian, you look fantastic.
Just between ourselves, I've been having a little crisis of confidence.
Oh.
Pre-birthday blues and a cab at all. I've somehow landed a speedwatch shift with Linda tomorrow.
Oh, that might have been my fault.
Oh, Jenny, we're still hardly speaking. And you can bet she's been doing her sums about my age.
But she wouldn't tell Justin, would she?
She's not exactly famous for her discretion.
Granny! Hi!
Hello!
Hi, Auntie Lillian!
Hello, darling!
Evening!
Hello, Roy!
Hello, Roy! Dad's just saved me a bike ride. I told him not to bother.
Oh, it is nice to see you. Do you want to stay for supper?
Oh, no, that's very kind, but I got plans. Just wanted to say thanks for getting Phoebe those tops and things. It's really kind of you.
Oh, it's nothing. Oh, wouldn't be much of a grandmother if I couldn't spoil her once in a while.
Yes, that's what grannies do.
Yeah, she's very lucky to have such a generous one.
Aren't I? So shall we go inside?
Yeah, why don't you and Lillian go ahead? I just need to finish off here with Jennifer.
It's okay. We'll wait.
No, really. You go ahead.
Okay. See you later, then.
Okay, bye, Roy.
Yeah, bye. So, thing is... Phoebe's a bit broke at the moment, and she's still thinking she might try and join her mates travelling later in the summer.
Oh, yes, she said.
Only, I think if she wants to, she should get a job this summer to save up the money. So I know she's worked hard at uni and done really well, but I don't want her to forget what it's like in the real world and what it means to earn your own money, like I did.
Yes, of course.
I mean, she won't be able to rely on freebies when she's graduated.
No, a new top now and then.
No, two tops, a pair of jeans, a drive for a computer and some makeup.
Oh, was it that much? I didn't even notice.
So, maybe we should help Phoebe look for a summer job. That way, she'll realise money doesn't grow on trees or come from the bank of Granny. What do you think?
Evening, Jill.
Hello. I think Susan's locking up soon, so you'd best be quick.
No, I'm just posting a card for Jenny.
I'm off home.
She tells me you've had a busy afternoon.
Yes, I have.
Feeding the hungry masses. She and Phoebe were most impressed.
Well, it's all very sad, I'm afraid. The Happy Friends is having to find new premises.
Yes, so they said. Oddly enough, I've just heard of another place that's opening in Borchester.
Oh?
A Miriam Duxford restaurant, no less.
Who?
One of the Duxford sisters, famous chefs.
Famous?
Miriam and Lulu. I think Lulu's been working as a sous chef at a Michelin-starred place in the States.
Well, I've never heard of either of them.
Miriam's head chef at La Femme du Monde. You must have been there.
Yes, once.
Well, now they're opening up a new restaurant together. And I just happened to have an invitation to their gala opening night.
Well, I'm sure that's all very nice for you, Brian. It's just a pity so few people can afford to eat at places like that.
Well, yes, perhaps.
And one thing I'm sure of, you won't catch me going anywhere near it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Granny, I am so, so sorry.
Oh, you mustn't worry.
I just feel so embarrassed.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't. I can understand your father's point of view.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I do.
Well, he's always had to do things the hard way, hasn't he? He worked and saved for a whole year to go to university, and all the way through. And now he can't... Well, perhaps he wishes he could help you more, but...
OK, so maybe no more shopping trips.
I think that's probably wise. Though I could always slip you a quiet cheque now and then, if it makes things easier.
Well...
It's really up to you.
Oof. No. No, thanks, Granny. Dad's right. I can't go on relying on handouts.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Maybe I'll ask Adam about fruit picking work.
Here we are. Found it.
What?
My bottle of wine. I'd left it in the car.
Oh.
So, shall I do the honours?
Oh, yes.
I'll fetch the nibbles.
And if I just move these...
Whoops. Ooh, someone's a big fan of Dorothy L. Sayers.
Yes.
Lord Peter Wimsey books.
Oh, yes, they're all Linders.
Yeah, well, I can't say I've read many myself, but...
Harriet!
Sorry, darling?
Harriet Vane. The mystery woman who's constantly emailing the Grundys, you remember?
Oh, yes.
Harriet Vane's a character in the Lord Peter Wimsey novels, and Linders obviously read all the books.
Oh, yes, and she's having a big feud with the Grundys.
Uh-huh, yeah. So, it all adds up, doesn't it? Harriet Vane must be Linda.
Well, well, well. Who would have guessed it?
I just called Alan, but no one's asked him about Dunk the Vicar.
Huh?
The fate, Harrison. Linda's just not bothering, and she won't let anyone else take over, so...
Someone needs to sack her.
Oh, yeah, what are you offering? Harrison?
Yeah, sorry, I've just got other things to think about.
Ah, like our housing option?
No, my captaincy. Will's out for my blood, and he's already got Neil, Bert, Tony...
Harrison...
So, should I stand firm and fight it out, or should I step down now before
step
they...
Step down? No! You've got to man up and tell Will
Grundy
to...
You're telling me to man up when you're running scared of Linda?
Scared? All right, I'll go and talk to her now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll tell her she needs to step down. And you need to get serious about the house. Unless you want us to be stuck paying rent for the rest of our lives with Christine's horrible purple wallpaper.
No, of course I
don't. Well, so you have a think about that while I'm gone.
When Robert and I were in Florence, I left Jennifer to draw up this month's speed watch rotor. Mm. And now I find I'm down to do a shift with... Well, let's just say I'm not looking forward to it.
OK, so before you start, we need to talk about the fate.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm glad somebody's bothered about it, apart from myself.
The fact is, this year's organisation is getting way behind schedule. I know, because I checked.
Yes, you're right. I know, it's all my fault.
No, I'm not blaming you, Linda. I'm just worried that you've got too much on. So, maybe this year you need to take a back seat and let me do the organising. Yeah, so I may not have your skills and experience, but I've got the time and the energy and I'm willing.
Oh, yes, please.
So, well, you don't mind?
Mind? I'd be delighted.
Really?
Yes, Fallon. You've no idea what a relief this is.
But I thought you were so keen.
Oh, no, I have so many other calls on my time.
Huh.
I've been dreading it. I just didn't think it fair to ask anyone else.
Whoops.
Yes, dear.
All this time we've been going around in circles.
Oh, if only I'd realised.
Oh, me too, I'd have asked a lot sooner.
Still, better late than never. Oh. We'll need to talk to the committee, but I'm sure they'll be only too delighted for you to take over. Oh, my speed watch partner.
Lillian?
Yes. Oh, well,
Linda, good morning.
Morning, Lillian.
Hi, Lillian.
Hello, Fallon.
OK, well, I'll leave you to it.
Yes, thank you so much, Fallon. I'll be in touch.
Bye, then.
Bye. So, Lillian, are you ready?
Yeah. Let's get this over with, shall we?
32, 30, 29. No. Oh, well. Maybe the next one.
Wake me up when it comes.
So, Lillian, are you planning anything special for tomorrow?
Special why?
For your birthday. You having a big party? Celebration?
Nope, nothing special.
Oh, but surely, isn't it quite a big one?
What?
I was looking through my diary for 2007, and quite by chance, I came across your 60th.
All right, all right, just stop. Stop right there.
Oh, but surely anyone can do the math.
That's enough. My age is my own business, Linda.
But,
or, should I say, Harriet.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I know your little secret. I know that you're the real Harriet Vane.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know the truth. All those Dorothy L. Sayers novels you gave Jenny? Well, we did some detective work of our own, and you're busted, Linda.
Circumstantial evidence.
Well, I'm sure it'll be enough for Eddie when I tell him who's been sending those emails.
You wouldn't dare.
Try me.
Well, then, I can't wait to see Justin's face when I tell him your real age.
Justin?
I'm sure he'd be thrilled to know that this is a very special birthday.
Linda, I would strongly advise that you steer clear of Justin. Unless you want me to tell the whole world that you're nothing better than an internet troll.
All right, that's it. Had enough.
Linda.
If that's what you really think of me, I am not going to stay here and be insulted.
Linda.
You take the speed gun and you can finish this shift on your own.
Linda, wait. I'm sorry. That wasn't fair. Of course you're not a troll.
It was a cruel thing to say.
Yeah, I know, and I apologise.
Very well.
And just between ourselves, you were right about my birthday. And I'm really dreading it.
Yes.
That's why I'm out of sorts this morning.
Of course. I do understand. You know, I've already passed the same milestone myself, and it's really not so bad at all.
No.
No. In fact, I've been feeling quite invigorated, full of all sorts of plans for the future. My reading list, spending more time with Mungo,
yeah.
And...
Oh, Linda, the last time we spoke, well, I know I said some rather harsh things.
Yes, you did.
But it was in the heat of the moment. I was so upset about James and Leonie, it all got out of hand.
Well... Perhaps we're both equally to blame.
You know I didn't really mean a word. And I apologise. Am I forgiven?
Yes. Of course you are. Good.
So, shall we make a deal? I won't tell about Harriet Vane if you promise not to tell about, well, you know, the other thing.
All right. It's a deal.
Oh, back already?
Yeah, and I did it. I got Linda to step down.
Hey, that's great. Well done.
Thanks. So what have you been up to?
Well, I took your advice. I'm getting serious.
Oh, so is this the houses for sale or... Harrison? What?
It's a list of all the cricket club members.
Oh,
I'm
going
to stay on
Harrison.
And fight it out and do what's best for the team, so I need to work out who's on my side and who's against.
No. Oh, I can't believe it.
What?
I keep telling you over and over, but all you can think about is cricket. What's the matter with you?
Oh, hey.
Don't you care about anything else? Like how we're ever going to afford to move out or get a place of our own, have a future together.
Hey, hey, look, sit down. Sit down. I've got something else to show you.
Lillian?
Oh, Matt.
So what's this? All on your lonesome?
None of your business.
And, hey, look at you. New hairstyle?
Oh, yeah.
Nice, it looks good on you.
Really?
Yeah, and the colour too. In fact, you are looking great all round. Wonderful.
Thank you.
I mean it, not a day older than when we first... Well, you know.
Matt, if you're just trying to play mind games with me... then...
Come on, give us a chance. If I see you looking so young and gorgeous, aren't I allowed to say so?
All right, thank you.
So now I'm here, can I get you another?
Well, yeah, why not?
And this one here, an ISA.
What?
Yeah, I started one 6 years ago.
That's amazing.
Well, it all mounts up, doesn't it? And if we add that to the other two accounts here...
Harrison, I'd no idea that you had all this stashed away. Why didn't you say?
Well, it's just a little surprise, you know. And I'm not done yet. My auntie died a few years back, great aunt. She lived on her own, and she left me and Marcus some investments.
Investments?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. It goes up and down, but roughly, say, another 8 or 9 grand.
But, Harrison, you know how much that all comes to.
Yeah. So, not so bad, is it?
Not bad? That's enough for a really decent deposit.
Well, maybe not for a mansion, but it's a start.
It's fantastic! That's amazing, more than I ever dreamt.
So you believe me now? I am serious about our housing plan.
Yes!
So, we need to get on with it.
Yes! Oh, Harrison!
Things did get a little tense over dinner. Leone fussing that he'd overcooked the salmon.
So James did the cooking then?
Oh, yeah. But we managed to smooth things over and we made it through to the end without another crossword.
Well, that sounds like progress.
Yeah. Poor James. He never seems to make life easy for himself, partly through his own bad choices.
Yeah. Me and him, we rubbed along okay back in the day.
Yeah.
Before it all went pear-shaped. So, I'm glad to hear you sounding more cheerful about it all, anyway.
Well, it's been good to talk it through with someone who... Well, you know what I mean.
Lillian, you and me, we had some good times, didn't we? Huh? In between all the dramas?
Yes.
I know it's easy to forget, but they'll always be there for me.
Oh, Lord, look at the time.
Hey!
Look, I must go. Justin will be wondering where I am.
OK.
Now, where did I put my...
Ooh,
oh,
ah. Steady. You OK?
Yeah. I stood up too fast, that's all.
I tell you what, you have a glass of water, then I'll run you home.
Oh, well... No, darling, that's kind. Best if I call a cab.
Just as you like. Oh, yeah, before you go, I've got something for you.
Oh?
And before you ask, no, it's not an early birthday present.
You remembered?
Tomorrow. You think I was going to forget? But it's not about that. It's for something else.
Oh? Oh, Matt.
Another instalment of the cash I owe you.
20,000?
There's more to come. I always pay my debts.
But are you sure?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, Lillian. Pretty well, in fact. So you make sure you cash it this time. I promise.
Hello, my love. Is that you?
Yes. It all took much longer than I thought.
Oh, I was beginning to wonder.
Speed watch. And then I stopped in at the Bull for lunch.
Ah, yes.
And guess who was in there? Matt Crawford.
Really? With or without his girlfriend?
I'm not sure. Didn't really notice. Hello.
Sit and have a coffee. I've got you a cup.
Oh, yes, please.
Well, the good news is the bathroom's finally done and all ready to use.
Oh, darling, oh, that's marvellous news.
Yes. And talking of Matt, there's something else I've discovered.
Oh, what?
He tried to wreck the Bridge Farm land deal. It was he who persuaded Tom to hold out for more.
No, surely he would.
Oh, yes. I heard it straight from Tom.
Well, that's so bad of him. You know, he'll do anything to stir up trouble.
Apparently so, even with me.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe nothing right away, but he's a fool if he thinks he can play tricks with me.
Oh.
And I have a feeling in the end he'll come to regret it.
Yeah, I see. Do you know, perhaps I'll leave the coffee after all.
Are you off again?
Upstairs to see the bathroom. You know, I might even have a bath. You could always come and join me.
Yes, perhaps I will. Oh, Anthea, hello. I've got a little job for you. I need you to get hold of some names for me. It may take a bit of detective work.
Hello.
This is the BBC.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.